Live
and local
across the city
and South Cambridgeshire.
This is Lee Chambers.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
But it is 10:31 now, time to talk to my lovely guest, Fiona Lensfelt, who's here from Litwickshire. Good morning, Fiona.
Hello.
Nice to have you here. Litwickshire, a literary, tarot, cabaret and consultancy. Explain.
Oh, I know. It does need a bit of explanation. It doesn't sound like the clearest sort of thing. Basically, I'm a tarot reader, but possibly a tarot reader with a bit of a twist. So my background is in journalism. I worked at the Times for a decade. I now work in publishing. My professional life has certainly always revolved around books. And I thought, after I trained to become a tarot reader with my best friend, Jen, that I could combine the two in some way. So what I did with Jen is we started interviewing authors by reading their tarot cards live on stage. So a little bit of a take on the author interview. But at the heart of tarot reading is conversation. A tarot reading is all about opening up conversations with someone in quite a creative way, because you have these beautiful images on the tarot cards. They're full of symbols. So, you know, I think people associate the tarot with the occult, but it's just as much about storytelling and art. And we found that authors really respond to this unusual form of interviewing. We've interviewed everyone from Jarvis Cocker. I know. Very, very cool and individual. To Nina Stibbe. Jane Garvey was subjected to our interviewing at Hay Festival recently. And whether you're a believer, as they say, or not, everyone seems to get something out of it.
And tarot itself, it's kind of gone through a little bit of a transformation, hasn't it? Because it used to be, I mean, I remember when I was growing up, my friend's mother wouldn't have tarot cards in the house.
Yes.
They had that much of an atmosphere around them. Has that changed?
Yes. Well, it's so interesting because tarot goes through revival after revival after revival. So for me to say that tarot is having a moment right now is just to pick out one particular moment in time where people seem to be interested in these cards once again. But yes, in the past, and certainly with a lot of people that I speak to and read for, there are these deep associations with the tarot and the occult, the dark arts. People come to it and they feel as though a tarot reader is going to read their fortune, tell them about terrible things in their lives, perhaps even read their mind. And none of that is necessarily true. People who read the tarot do so in a number of different ways. There are individuals who use tarot cards for their psychic intuition. They use it as a way of channeling that. But also you can read the tarot in quite a secular way, which is the way in which I read it. The cards all have their set meanings. My job as the tarot reader is to translate them, but also to tell a story around what I see going on in these cards, which might relate to your life. So I would say that the current tarot movement is certainly not about the dark arts, revealing secrets that you don't want to be revealed, but more about connecting with the present. It's a way of reflecting on what's going on in your life and also sharing that with someone else.
Yeah, you embrace this because on your website you've got a quote saying the tarot performances are for entertainment purposes only.
Well, that's actually a legal qualification. Anyone who works in this industry has to put that qualification on their website to say that this is for entertainment purposes only. And to be honest, literally what we do is for entertainment purposes only. When we're on stage and we're reading someone's tarot, the idea is to share the joy of a tarot reading, but also to tell people in a very different way about what this author's story is all about. So yes, that's something that all tarot readers, however they're reading the tarot, have to put on their page. But yeah, for us in particular, that's what it's all about.
And you can learn to read the tarot, obviously. I mean, there used to be this thing that, you know, only certain people could do the tarot.
You have to be the seventh daughter of the seventh daughter or something like that. Well, I'm afraid to say that that is exactly not what I am. My dad is an engineer and my mum is a nurse. So they were, and I come from quite a Catholic family. They were all a little bit bemused when I told them about my newfound skill. But you know, you do not have to be a witch, be pagan, to have any particular belief system in order to use the tarot cards. You can use them in a very secular way. I learned at an occult bookshop in London, because why not? And I trained with someone who had been reading the tarot for 40 years. But in that class, it was absolutely fascinating. There were about 10 of us in there. And I thought that there would be a lot of people who were deeply versed in spirituality. And instead, there was an accountant, there was a secondary school teacher, people from all sorts of different professional backgrounds and ones that you wouldn't necessarily associate with being interested in the tarot. But I think what drew everyone to it was the universality of the stories that the tarot cards tell. I mean, if you step away from them being tarot cards, we could be having a conversation about the power of a novel or the power of art, and why do we respond to certain images or certain narratives in certain ways? What about them resonates with us? Joseph Campbell talks about the hero's journey, these sort of universal narratives that we see in everything from the Bible through to Star Wars, and those all apply to the tarot as well. They speak to the things that we will all experience, the struggles, the characters that we will meet in our lives, the personality traits that we will inhabit over the course of our lives to a greater or lesser extent.
And you're doing a tarot reading for me now. I picked six cards out earlier, completely at random. I mean, I'm guessing, you know, you would say, oh, maybe I'll be drawn to this card or that. And you've laid them out in a specific way. The beautiful cards. There's nothing too frightening in there. So off you go, really.
Yeah. So I've used a tarot deck that is modern. The wonderful thing about this latest tarot revival is you have a lot of different artists and illustrators recreating tarot decks with often less sinister imagery. I think when we think of the tarot, we think of all of those cards that are like the devil or the hanged man, and we expect to see portents of doom. But these cards, they just translate the imagery into something that's a little bit more modern. Your reading is very interesting. So I've used part of a Celtic cross spread, which is a very traditional spread used by tarot readers. It's great. It's very thorough, and it looks at past, present, future, conscious and subconscious influences. And the cards that are at the centre of your reading are Strength and the Page of Wands. These are about your kind of present moment right now. And Strength is a card from the Major Arcana. It's an absolutely gorgeous card. You have a woman looking very calm while sitting next to a lion, you know, just casual apex predator there. But she's not at all worried. She looks as though she's giving her dog a hug. And in other depictions of this card, she's reaching into the mouth of the lion, absolutely not bothered by it at all. And this card isn't about, as the image suggests, brute strength, but it's about the gentle strength that we often learn over the course of a lifetime through realising that sometimes in life you can't just force things through. It's about really understanding people, it's about understanding situations, and knowing exactly the right touch in order to get things done. So strength is one of these really hard-won lessons, and it's one that we need to reflect on, because the card that crosses your present moment is the Page of Wands, which is the absolute opposite energy whatsoever. So this card probably represents someone in your life, and I would almost say that you represent strength, and the Page of Wands is possibly someone who either you're very close to, you're offering some sort of mentorship to. The Page of Wands is a very fiery, literally a fiery young character. Someone who will be younger and who has kind of boundless energy but doesn't necessarily know how or where to direct it. And what they need from you isn't necessarily this is what you should be doing, this is how you need to be running your life, but your gentle strength, that gentle guidance. And that idea in my head is kind of furthered by the fact that your kind of conscious influence is the card of the Empress, and the Empress is literally the mother figure. So that is, it doesn't have to literally be that you are the mother in this situation, but it could be that you are simply taking that kind of that role, that kind of guidance, that leadership role. The Empress is a card who knows how to wait. She doesn't force things. She knows that certain things can't be forced. If you start growing your roses in the middle of winter, it's never going to go well for you. You have to plant things at certain times of the year, and sometimes it's simply about waiting, about the magic of waiting things to germinate and sprout and to kind of come into their season. It's about tending to that garden, and that is something that you're having to draw on quite a lot at the moment. In your past, we've got the Six of Coins, which is very interesting. Whenever we see the coins, it's the suit of all of your kind of basic needs. So, you know, have you got a roof over your head? Have you got a job? Is there money to pay the bills? Are you looking after your health? Are you sleeping? All of these sorts of kind of basic needs. The Six of Coins is about the give and the take. Are you the person who is able, are you the person who people are often turning to for help, or are you the one who is asking for that help? And I think within the context of this reading, it's looking at that balance of, am I able to tend to my own needs while I'm also tending to the needs of others? And so what I would say here, looking around, is that there really is this power dynamic of caring, of nurturing, of guiding, of knowing exactly the right touch, of trying to literally find that kind of balance in the scales. That's an image that's coming up quite a lot in the actual cards themselves. And there's also an aspect of teamwork. How are you spreading that? How are you able to kind of spread that load? Are you able to kind of delegate some of these tasks? Do you feel like it squarely sits with you? That's one of the questions that's coming up. Into the future, you've got a rather a lovely card, which I think represents the maturation of whatever the Page of Wands is going through now, which says what you're doing is right, it's working. You've got the Knight of Cups coming up in the future. So the Knight, a little bit older, a little bit more mature than the Page, you know, still a very youthful figure. But this Knight of Cups is going out into the world. He's the prince of the heart. He likes to lead with his feelings. He's not always the most rational, doesn't want to be led by purely rational decision making, really wants to be led by gut instinct. But it's a really positive, in this particular position, it's a very positive card. It shows ambition, excitement, drive to go out there into the world and to seize the moment and to be excited and carried away by things. I should point out that when I say the Knight, people often think, well, I have to think of someone who is male in my life. And actually, the cards, because they are so old, they tend towards this sort of gender binary. But cards that represent queens can represent, you know, men or women in your life, and likewise knights, men or women. So you can think about that in a slightly open way. So what I would say this reading is about, it's about your strength, your guidance, that sort of nurturing of someone who has boundless energy but doesn't necessarily know where to direct it. But they are maturing, they are getting there. They just need not specific direction, not, well, I think you should be doing it this way, but that sort of tending to as though they are a little garden, and they are coming into full bloom.
Wow, thank you. That sort of resonates on all sorts of levels. My youngest daughter, I'm referencing her in that. That sounds like her, and there's very much a waiting game there at the moment for her, and she does have that energy, definitely. Yeah. Is it that there may be other people who listen to this and sort of say, well, that relates to me, but that doesn't take away the value of what you've just given me. It's almost like a bit of counselling, to be honest.
Well, what I would say is the cards, and there are 78 of them in a standard tarot deck, they are all meant to be relatable on some level. They describe archetypes of situation and characters that we will all meet and, you know, that we will experience ourselves in the course of our lives. So it should be relatable. People often ask me, how do I know if it's working? Well, if you feel you gained anything from a tarot reading, connection, recognition of something that you're going through, then I think it's working. It doesn't have to tell your future. It doesn't have to, you know, make a great reveal in order to it's working. If you enjoyed the process, then I think that has worked. And I would also just emphasise, I'm not a tarot reader who is here to say, I'm fortune telling. That's not what I'm about. It's a very secular practice. We all have stories to tell. I think my experience of 10 years at a newspaper where I would often interview authors and celebrities was, even though they often have one particular story to sell about their latest film or about their book, everyone is dying to tell us their story. We want to be seen. We want to be recognised. I want that too. And the tarot is simply a way of allowing that. It's also a way of active listening. I think people often fixate on, what are the cards telling me to do? How do I solve this particular problem? But one of the great values of tarot is it provides you, whether your friend is reading for you, whether you're going to a tarot reader, with someone who is literally going to pose a set of situations. And, you know, had we more time, we would be going into this in a lot more detail and I would be eliciting much more from you. It's a way of someone hearing your story, of giving you that space. And there really aren't many spaces in order to do that. You know, we can sometimes have friends who are very good listeners, but often when we meet up with our friends, we simply want to talk and share all of our experiences, and you know, for someone to sit down and to truly listen to what you have to say, the things that you're struggling with right now, I think it gives you permission to do that.
Well, thank you. Honestly, that was really helpful. Really, it's amazing how it felt spot on in very many ways. You are for hire, aren't you? I mean, if people are if people hear this and think, do you know what, you know, I'd like to have my tarot read. You do evenings, you do birthday parties, you do all sorts of events. Litwitcher.com.
That's right. I mean, at the moment, my business partner and very good friend Jen and I, we've released a book through Pan Macmillan, through Bluebird, and it's called Wild Card, Let the Tarot Tell Your Story. And it's basically for anyone who's ever been curious about the tarot but perhaps doesn't subscribe to all the superstition and the occult and the dark arts. They want a different kind of more modern tarot. It's a guide to how to read it, to read for yourself, to read for your others, to read for friends. So we're at lots of festivals and events over the summer, reading for authors on stage, and also reading for the general public as well.
Oh, well, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
It's been lovely to meet you. As I say, you can find out more about what you do at litwitcher.com. It's such a great name.
Thank you.
And thank you so much, Fiona.
Cambridge 105 Radio.